Gong beating in Fiji. Naingiringiri nilale. The beating of these Fijian musical instruments is done on two hollow wooden gongs, one larger than the other, using beaters made also of wood. Sometimes the large gong is used alone, sometimes both are used together. The first nine gong beats here recorded were collected by Ulayosi Fosambalavu of Kambara Island in the Lao group. Number one. This gong beat, Nalali Nikathi, called the strong men together to defend the village when the enemy had been sighted, ordered the women, the old men, and the children to get away into the bush or to caves, and summoned friendly villages nearby to come to their help. The large gong only is used. Number two. This gong beat, Nalali Nisakamaoti Ndunakoro, was used when a village had been burnt. In the peace of today, it is not used indiscriminately in villages where they know the meaning, and beating it may cause trouble. Both gongs are used. Number three. This gong beat, Nalali Nimbokola, was used only when a body had been brought in to be eaten. Both gongs are used. Number four. This gong beat, Nalali Nivuki, was an invitation to heathen villages to become Christian. If they refused, their villages would be attacked. The large gong is used alone. Number five. This gong beat, Nalali Niwate, proclaimed the end of fighting and the return of peace. It is used nowadays to summon people to church. Both gongs are used. Thank you. Number 6. This gong beat, na lalini soro masu masu, was used to call people together early in the morning for worship and prayer. One man beats both gongs together. Number 7. This gong beat, Nalali Vakaturanga, was used to let chiefs know it is time to assemble for discussion or feasting. Both gongs are used. Number 8. This gong beat, Nalalini Mate, was and still is used to announce that the corpse of a dead chief has left his house and that the beating is continued until the corpse reaches the burial place. Sometimes one man beats each gong, sometimes one man beats both of them. Number 9. This gong beat, Nalalini Tambu, announced a prohibition on making noise in a village, for example, because the chief was there or because someone in the village had died. Nowadays, it is used for such purposes as announcing the time for children to go to bed or for Yangona drinking to stop. The large gong only is used. A tuning fork will now be sounded. The note of this tuning fork is C. That was a repetition of beat number 2. All the foregoing records were made at Suva in May 1957. We are now going to hear a repetition of gong beat number 7, Nalali Vakaturanga, as it was recorded at Tumbo in the Lao group in 1955.
There's a large canopy formed by this very large tarpet cloth carried by about 3 dozen people all the way around. The canopy is protecting the mangi mangi, which is now laid in front of Ratu Sukuna, sitting at the top end of their rara. It's unwrapped, and we can see the very brightly coloured mats that it's laid on. The sticks supporting the mangi mangi are removed. The canopy is taken away, and now the mangi mangi is stood up on its end, reaching to, I imagine, about 15 feet high. It looks rather like a mummy. It has what appears to be a head, and then the mangi mangi itself, swathed in this tapa, forms the rest of the body. It's standing up now in front of Ratu Salala. It's supported by a number of Fijian men. The rest of the bearers and the canopy bearers are now seating themselves on the ground in front of the Vakatumaloa, where Ratu Salala is sitting.
Then came the first part of the procession.
Tuilau came leading the procession, and he was accompanied by women dressed in black, holding behind him an enormous tapa. It looked as though it was hundreds of feet long. Accompanying them were men and women dressed in black with large mats around their waists, and they were bearing sticks like quarter staves, which they beat and screamed and yelled as they came up. They were followed by a very long procession of men and women bearing Sulu material in a very long, making a stream of about 100 yards in all, and behind them came a large sort of trailer which was loaded up with mats and was decorated with pawpaw trees on either side, and all round was red and white material.